Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
I'm free. By The Who. Of course, that was a great album and a great musical. Tommy the Musical. So, anyway, let me just do this something. Yeah. So, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. And, of course, the show tonight, the banner of the show, is English Defence League radio show, Tommy Robinson, I'm Free, Innocent Man Free. There you go. And I want to say welcome to the English Defence League radio radio show with your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell, and my wingman this evening is Dave Agnew Milner. Tonight we have great news. Tommy Robinson has been released from HMP Belmarsh with 14 bags of mail and looks in pretty good shape. You will hear the first moments of Mr. Robinson's freedom on the 13th of September and witness the fake stream media's immediate attempt to attack him. In the UK or in the United States, the story is the same. From the Daily Mirror to CNN's, it's full lies ahead. For the cowardly cutthroats of the leftist press, their greatest enemy is the truth. We will give you the truth because the truth is what we're about. No surrender ever. All that is necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. That was said by Edmund Burke. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. And, of course, that was by the late, great President John F. Kennedy. So, without further ado, let me pass it over to my wingman this evening, Mr. Dave Agnew Milner. Good evening, Dave. I hope you're well. It was afternoon, isn't it? It's early evening, basically, or late afternoon in the United States. Am I right, Dave?
Good evening, to Jeff, to you, and to everybody in the UK, and good afternoon to everybody in the States, and hello to everybody around the world, and of course off Earth. Yes, we don't get a whole lot of good news in this business, let me tell you, but it was nice to see Tommy Robinson out of prison and free at last. He should have never been put in, we all know that. And you're going to get, as you read out, Jeff, people are going to get to hear really what happened just as he walked out practically. It is amazing. It's amazing what the fake stream media will do. And they have no ethics at all. But hey, it
like
doesn't
empty,
matter.
What we call an empty vessel. That's all they are. They're not telling the truth. It's just an empty vessel with lies and misconception. Dave, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, certainly. This is the thing. And Jeff, you have got a very nice little message that Tommy Robinson sent out to people. In your Skype there, and if you want to, you might want to read that for the people.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it actually, Dave. I'm just having a few issues there. I'm not sure which one it is.
Should be the bottom one.
Is it Tommy Toe's Freedom? Is that the one, Dave?
That's the one.
That?
That's the kitty.
Okay, brother, I've just got. Just got to click on it, haven't I?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's all right. Yeah, Dave, sometimes because I'm working on like two browsers, so it's it comes
mm-hmm.
up in one of the other browsers. I've told you what that was.
Sure.
But anyway,
yeah.
Dave, thanks for thanks for that, bro. Tommy Tay's Freedom is the heading, and Tommy just wanted to get a quick message out to you all as he was leaving Belmarsh prison. Although Tommy is glad to be out of Belmarsh category A prison, he has had plenty of time to reflect. How can anyone justify sending someone to prison for 5 months for a civil offence that has no effect on a child grooming case? Tommy wants to thank everyone for their support, for the postcards, for the emails he has received. He's coming home with 14 bags of letters. He also wants to thank everyone for getting out there and making a noise on his behalf, fighting in his corner and letting the establishment know how corrupt they are, it is very humbling. So we also want to thank Belmarsh Governor, who has been very supportive during his time there, as have the staff. His experience in Belmarsh was a million miles away from what he had to endure during his political incarceration at Onley. For now, Tommy's going back to his beautiful wife and kids to spend some quality time with them, as he should. Not sure if there's any more to that. I think that's it. That is it. So that's just a few words about Tommy being released from a Kakapa prison. He was in with... You got to understand this. Ladies and gentlemen, Belmarsh Prison is known for rapists, murderers, etc., etc. Tommy was in there on... It's not even categorised as a criminal offence. Well, it might come under contempt, but not as a criminal. I mean, I don't know how you can actually have that as criminal, you know, that people can be sent to a category A prison, which normally, if anything, you get a fine for that. But being it's Tommy Robinson, the name Tommy Robinson, sends a shiver down the elitist and those people out there who like cockroaches shy away from the truth and the light. You know, quickly hide under the rocks, because that's what they're all like, aren't they, Dave? Like cockroaches scuttling away in their little corners. Yeah. And just thinking that, as I was saying, I was thinking that. That's what it reminded me of. You know, that when the truth has shined the light on them, they scuttle away and hide under their rocks, don't they, Dave? It's true.
There's a bit of an irony there, Jeff. There's a bit of an irony there because they call us cockroaches. So there's a bit of an irony there.
Exactly. It's nice to spin it on them to show them up for who they really are. They are the true cockroaches. Because when the truth is spoke, the truth hurts, and there's a light that's shining on them. They do scuttle away. They do scuttle away and hide, don't they, Dave? Oh, please don't shine the truth on me, please. That light is too bright. Oh, I've got to put my sunshades on. Oh, my goodness. You know, that's what they remind me. What a bunch of wussies they really are, Dave. And they think people out there are stupid, don't they? They really think the general public, the British public, the American public, the whole global public are stupid and thinks that what they say, what they do, is because we're powerful. You're not. You're just like minions. We are the powerful people out here. Well, it seems like you can see the walls starting to crumble on these so-called powerful elitists and globalists out there. As the walls of Jericho come crumbling down. It feels like that sometimes. I hope I'm right with those words, Dave. Because, my goodness me, there'll be dark days before there's light, so it says. Am I right, Dave? But anyway, back to you. I'm going away to the side there a little bit.
It's also knitted together. You know, and again, it's worth pointing out that, you know, this is what the left does. They'll do something, and then they'll accuse everybody else of doing it. So that's something you always have to watch out for. It goes along with something we're going to cover later in the show when we kick CNN in the crotch over this rise in white supremacy and how it's
total rubbish, isn't it? All this white supremacy.
It is.
If you're white, you should be ashamed to be white. And what they call, there's a name they call it. I just can't be bothered using their stupid words that they call us now. It's beyond, I just find that is contemptible in my eyes, is the way they look at us and try to put us in a category. Oh, you're white and you're privileged. You're white and you're privileged. That is it.
Yeah.
We're white and we're privileged. We've got the right, because I don't understand. Whatever colour skin you are, everybody should be proud of who they are, whatever colour skin, whatever race you belong to. It's just, they are the true races. When they put an aspect on white, calling us like that, them names, they are being openly racist against people. That's it. That's racism. You can't underline it more, can you, Dave, what they're saying, you know, about people who's white. They are being totally racist. Well, is it? Is it the word that they use because they think that we can't attack back, we can't have a go back, be calling them racist, because it won't quite fit their narrative?
I do it all
the
time,
Jeff. Is that
what they
think? It's not going to fit their narrative, so they'll use that word every time about us. White and privileged. You should all hate, you should be crying and bowing your heads in shame. Yeah, jog on, you lefties losers. We're proud of who we are. We're proud of our stock. We're proud of what where we come from, our ancestors. Just because you're ashamed, well, go to some little island where they're all ashamed on there. Go and buzz off. There you go, Dave.
That is what gets me about this, and we're jumping this a bit early. But it does go into what we're going to talk about. They're going to try and equate this CNN tried to equate this myth that of this huge rise in white supremacy with what the Mohammedans did on 9/11, and it was disgusting. But we will cover that later. But right now, Jeff, okay. I've got something that we got off the net. These, and I'm sure people will be interested in hearing this, are the first real moments of Tommy Robinson's freedom from Belmarsh Prison. And one of the first people there to meet him was Ezra Levant to give him a nice interview. And there was a little surprise, which we can talk about on the other side. If you want to, Jeff. So you're ready to hear that?
I certainly am, Dave. So, yeah, over to you, buddy.
Okay, here we go, guys. This is the English Defense League radio show.
Ezra Levant, I'm standing outside HMP Belmarsh, the prison outside London where Tommy Robinson has been incarcerated for these past 66 days. Behind me you can see photographers from the Daily Mirror, the only photographers who were here today. It was kept a secret, the exact time and location, and sorry, the exact time and date of Tommy being released. And here he is now. Yeah, the camera's pointing this way. They've been very insistent that I not. Hey, Tommy.
Hey,
how you doing, mate?
You right?
I'm doing great. Look at you.
I know, man. I'm first stop hairdressers, yeah? I know. Have your fun with your memes.
Tommy, it's great to see you.
Good to be seen.
You're in better health than you were last time. We visited you a few times. Say a few words to your supporters who have been rooting for you these past 66 days.
Yep. I'd say it's been... I've enjoyed reading the support and hearing the support. For me, the main thing for this would be an embarrassment to the British government. An embarrassment to the judiciary. In the judge's words, so let's pretend I did commit contempt of court, which I didn't. In her words, it was unintentional. So something that was unintentional that had zero effect on a trial would result in a man, a journalist, being put in prison, spending 2.5 months of solitary confinement in Omni. And this is the crazy thing. I walked into Belmarsh Prison and walked out without seeing another prisoner.
But in a way, that was good, because in Onley, they would have killed you if they could.
No, they would have done, yeah. Essentially, the governor here has done... I don't have a negative word to say about Belmarsh Prison or any of the stuff.
Other than the insanity that you were in here to begin with.
Other than the insanity, and by putting me at the Old Bailey, they knew they'd get me in Belmarsh. Mm-hmm. So then they can get me on isolation. Whereas if they would have put it in the second biggest court in the land, which was Winchester, mm-hmm. I'd have gone to the Cat B local in Winchester. I'd have been fine. Yeah. There's no Muslims in the jail. But essentially, I know I look a mess, so have your fun with it. And it's ginger, so I look like a little cowardly convert coming out of jail. That's what I'm looking. Do you know it took 16 days? This is another thing. It took, which is what I find quite funny. The imams come to see me each day.
The imams?
The imams every day.
Are they trying to, are they trying to get you on side?
They weren't. They were all nice, yeah. And it took 16 days. Yeah, I'm not bothered about that. It took 16 days. 16 days before a Christian come.
Really?
Every day, and there are four different imams within the 16 days, and then a Christian come, and when he come, I was just like,
holy
there,
cow.
There is a Christian imam.
Well, listen, there are a few other media who came here.
Yeah.
What's your message to the media? I have to say the mainstream media, the Daily Mirror's here, they were here early.
You read their lies?
Can you turn you around to get you
with the practice? No, you can't.
From the prison, mate. That's
you read their lies? You read their lies? The Daily Mirror lied saying I was attacked. The Daily Mirror lied saying I was attacked in this prison. You lied. Yeah? You lied to the public. You made up an entire story, or you're part of the propaganda that's pushed out. My only message to them is, you're a disgrace and embarrassment, because if this happened to a journalist in Hong Kong, if what's happened to me happened to a journalist in Russia, in China, you'd all be up in arms. But because I talk about Islam, you're all silent. You're all complicit in the attack on free speech that we're witnessing. You're all complicit on what's happened to our country. All of the media are.
Well, it's a great point. Right now, there's Venezuela.
I was found guilty by an appointed judge. By an appointed judge.
That's how the law works.
No, not by a jury. Common law, English common law, says that if you can face over 6 months in prison, you get a jury. I was not given a jury.
So you think you'd be not guilty if it was a jury?
I know I'd have got found not guilty, and so do they. It's the only offence in the whole entire country, yeah, that you can get taken to prison for up to 2 years without a jury.
Yeah.
Without a jury.
Well, that's how contempt works. That's
no, it's not how English common law works. So that goes against English common law. And why was I at the Old Bailey? You tell me as a journalist, why was I at the Old Bailey? 13 murder trials and me for holding my phone up. And I was convicted of...
High profile, Tommy.
Because I'm high profile, that's why I'm at the Old Bailey.
Well, maybe...
What difference does that make?
Because they know you're going to have all your fans are going to be there.
What difference does it make?
Because obviously the security procedures aren't the same as the Old Bailey as they are at other courts.
Well, I've been to 10 different courts over the years. They've never moved me to the Old Bailey.
Your popularity has increased. Look how popular you are.
I'm glad you recognise that.
Tommy, it's really
because
weird.
Of your failures, this is
it's weird to have this the media debating with you.
Arguing, because they're not media. They are not media. They're not journalists reporting stories.
I've never seen this before, that a journalist is taking the role of the prosecutor. I mean, I like a good prickly question myself, but I've just... I mean, of course I've never
it's
seen this
job
except for...
question people. It's our job.
No, you're not questioning. You're telling me. You didn't question. You're telling me.
Ground,
but, at the same time... Yeah.
Well, Tommy, tell you what, let's get you a haircut. Let's get you a hot meal. Let's get you reunited with your
family,
wife and kids.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, mate. We're going now.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks ever so much.
So,
yeah.
All right, Tommy. Well, listen, let's get you cleaned up.
The sun, mate. The sun.
You got a lot of friends and fans. Give us one word about the mail. I know that there was about a month before you were able to get your mails.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be in that.
So there's I think there's 14 sacks. I read
14 sacks of mail.
I read every single one of your messages, every single bit of your mail, and it was emotional for me to read the effect it has on people, and it's also fulfilling to see the amount of people that woke up. That were awakened by what the British government have done and what they're doing.
Yeah. All right, let's take care of you, my friend. Nice to see you. I'm glad you're free.
No,
cheers.
Just be free,
really. Okay. All right, folks, I'm going to interview Tommy at length in privacy away from some of the other journalists for a bit, and we'll post that video at prisonreports.com. Thanks very much for supporting our independent journalism. I suppose we're a counterweight to the lads at the alt-left Daily Mirror who were here today. And keep watching prisonreports.com. Go to the Mirror for the prosecution's case, and we'll give you the case for the defense. I'm signing off now.
Well, there you go.
There you go, Jeff.
It up, basic. There you go. But as I say, Ezra, you know... He picked straight up on it the way that the Daily Mirror, whoever he was, you can't even call them journalists. You could say like the part of the establishment media. That's all you can really say. Was acting like a prosecutor, talking to Tommy as though he was a part of prosecution. Well, the mainstream media are. The prosecutors out there, they prosecute against truth. They despise truth. That's what I'm saying. All of you media out there are cockroaches. Yes, you shy away. You're too cowardly. You know, the guys that's in charge, you pulled your strings, said if you was to make anything, make it you know, give a bad story about Tommy. That's what you will do. That's your job. That's why you get your extra money for doing what you do, because you're not a real journalist. Your days of being journalist is over. Who listens to you? Look at your numbers. Check your numbers out. Well, I'm not saying that. I just look at numbers. You are falling down big time. People have had enough of your spiel and the rubbish you put out there. And you know what? People become very knowledgeable with the rubbish that you've been putting out over the years. They go to proper journalists, citizen journalists, to pick up their news. Why do they want to listen to you? Work on behalf of state-governed, state-institutionalized media like you are, the load of cowards. So, of course, that is the reason why your days are numbered. You are the old dinosaur. Just to think, what, years ago, Dave, I used to walk around when I was a young man with a paper in my back pocket. And I ain't going to say the reason why, when I used to go to Millwall, but there you go. That's just another
story. I know why.
Which Dave has laughed back because he knows the story there. But I won't comment anymore because I don't want to incriminate myself.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. Yeah, I mean, I have to say, listening to that parasite from the Daily Mirror, and there's no, as you say, Jeff, there's no better description of them. I am so glad that I didn't follow a impression that I had when I was younger that I thought I might possibly want to be a journalist. I'm really glad that I landed here where I am, being a commentator. I do a journalistic thing once in a while, you know, running down a story and that sort of thing, and that's fine. But I'd rather be a commentator than be, I'd rather be almost anything. I'd rather, honestly, Jeff, I have to say this, I'd rather be a pimp than be one of these journalists, because there's really no difference, okay? There's no difference between the two. You know, not that I want to be a pimp, you understand. Okay, but that's it. I mean...
No, you need need a big gold medallion hanging around your neck.
Exactly. Yeah, and, you know, a big long Cadillac and all. Anyway, no. it's the activity...
Yeah,
well, it's
pink Cadillac, yeah. Okay, Dad, yeah, go with me.
The activity is practically criminal. Jeff... Do you remember, I was thinking about this as you were talking. You remember when you did some interviews for the EDL, you know, with the Fake Stream Media years ago, and they called you the Joseph Goebbels of the EDL? This is exactly this is exactly what these people are doing. And it comes to the point that I made earlier, man. The left accuses other people of doing what they're obviously doing. I mean, this guy from the Daily Mirror might as well have, have been receiving a paycheck, directly from George Soros or Searchlight or Antifa or somebody like that. He's not a journalist. He's a carnival barker for the left. Sometimes, Jeff, in news and in the world, we know this, man. Stories come out and they make the people that we admire and want to promote not look so good. And other times the stories come out and they look
great. Isn't it, Dave? Isn't it the whole idea to throw mud and aspersion on people, good people out there? You're looking good, so no, you can't. We can't have that. Right, dig some dirt, make it up, do as you want, because that's what they do. They're like vultures. They are the vultures. The mainstream vultures, let's call them that now. They're not even the mainstream anymore, are they? I think it's been proved the fact that the good radio shows now are knocking them off their perch and making them look at who they really are, a cowardly, gutless lot,
What
you said about me, they said I was like the Joseph Goebbels at the EDL that day. Just to think, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to realise, when I was at a demonstration, I wasn't talking about mosques or anything like that. I was talking about in defence of Christianity. I was there defending a pastor who had his stall removed because there was a flyer out which said like the difference between Islam and the and Christianity. And this Muslim didn't like it, reported it. And the guy who'd been there for about 17 years or so had his stall taken down. And even where he used to do a little sermon with his little congregation. And I said, I'm there defending the pastor. I'm here to defend Christianity. It's under attack. And that was all them years ago. And they cast me as like being the Joseph Goebbels of the EDL. I laughed. But when I look back, I think how satanic almost in the way that they look towards myself and people like myself who speaks up for Christianity, speaks up and is not afraid to speak out against these people and speak about Christianity in that light, and we get classed as the Joseph Goebbels of the EDL. That's something I just want to make a remark on tonight. Can you believe that's what they said about me that day? After me saying I was there. And the thing about it was Dave, ITV and BBC said the whole thing while I was there. They didn't cut nothing out of it. Neither of them did, like they normally do, cut it, spin it. They left it as it was. So, for once, they'd written something that Hyatt had said and nothing had been edited from it. So, but then the left still want to call me the Joseph Goebbels of the EDL. So, just goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, here you go, Dave.
Well, okay. Now, the point that I was trying to make, Jeff, earlier, was, look, you have the truth out there. And it's because things happen, okay? And what the people want and what they're not getting is the truth. And, yes, sometimes when you get into those truths, you're going to find stories that don't make the people you like look good. But you're going to find other stories that make them look great. It's called the truth. It's what Fox News supposedly said they were going to do. They're getting away from that now. We report, you decide. Okay, when they first started out, that's the way it was. Now it's a little bit different. They're more like the fake stream media now. They're just the most palatable of the fake stream media. No lefties. The people don't need you to filter truth for them. Just report the news. If you can't do that, if you can't report the news, and then don't claim to be impartial. Just go ahead, come out and say, like me, you're a commentator, okay, and declare what side you're on. People know that I'm a conservative. People know I'm a Christian, okay? People know where my head's at after six and a half or so years. They know where I'm at, okay? But don't claim to be impartial. We're the Daily Mirror. We're completely impartial. No, you're not. You're propagandists, and you're disgusting.
Well,
that was my little rant, man.
Well, there you go. Well said, Dave. I love it when I hear Dave go for it. He always has a little chuckle at the end, and it does. I love it. I love it, Dave, when you do that. I just want to let you know that someone who's been helping you today on D-Live, Noddy's joined us this evening, and we got Remove Cabal, Joss, who's... he's got his own little radio thing he's doing, WBF, I think it's called, on D-Live as well. So I'm giving a wave to the guys.
Nice.
Thanks for joining us tonight. Noddy, one of the first comments from Noddy, he said, send you all love from the UK. Thank you guys in the USA for your thoughts. Go for it, Jeff. We love and support you. They don't like the light, Jeff. And Dave, they shit it. It's called projection, Dave. We know. It's going, go for it, Jeff. Piss them off. And Remove Cabal, Joss, is another dear friend. Noddy, am I in? Yes, you are in. You're definitely in there, brother. Not just saying, glad you made it. Yeah, it's always good to see you. Remove Cabal. I like the name, Remove Cabal. he goes on to say, grubby, subishin, cabal scum. Yeah, there you go. And I think, Josh, you summed it up there, pal. And thank you guys for joining us tonight on the show. Yeah, I was letting my hair down a little bit. Sometimes you got to speak honestly and truthfully and be who you are and speak about these things, haven't you, Dave?
No. Yeah. I mean, first of all, welcome, Josh. I did see you in the D-Live thing. I'm just getting my feet up in there. So, I kind of missed some of the things maybe that some of the people said, but I did appreciate the welcome from everybody. Nutty, thanks for all the help, man. I'll get some of this stuff bookmarked and might be in there a little bit more at a later time. But I did enjoy myself on Sunday Long Live Radio in their D-Live thing. I find it interesting though. I go in there for the first time and they get and they get attacked or whatever and they lose their net feed. They're like, I feel kind of like a Jonah,
but
Jeff. I have to say, like a jinx. You know what I mean?
No, Dave. It happens. It's still, there's things still happening or in progress. As we talk, it's about eight things that's. Rhea Bowe, who's absolutely an awesome lady in her rights, has been working very hard. And I think like this is level three that she's on so far, and she's working towards a level eight. So that would be really on video platforms, etc. I think she's got about eight video platforms that's running as well, Dave. So, it's the way forward. And it's I love it because... it's talking what we talk about on these radio shows, Dave, what we do. We're getting common sense radio shows like a Sunday Long Live Radio and getting great people on there, speaking about the whole thing. Just like what we do, really. It's great to see, isn't it, Dave, that now people are saying, I'm not scared to speak out against it because it's wrong. There's a lot of evil stuff going out there and... that's what we're seeing.
Oh, there
people
is.
People coming up, stepping up. And Rebo, you're awesome, lady. Keep doing what you're doing. We love you. Go on, Dave.
Well, and I just want to say, Jeff, because I never hesitate to do this when I see somebody, out there that's doing a great job. We want to get Rhea, we want to get her an interview on right here on the English Defense League radio show. Get her out there, and she's already out there, but expand her audience a little bit and get her to talk a little bit about motivations and where she sees herself going and things of that nature. So Jeff, maybe you can work on that a bit. Yeah, man, because she's we've got her in the UK. We've got Dr. Jane Ruby, who I am determined to get on this show here in the United States.
Yeah.
Awesome woman, when it comes to the threat of Islam. Jeff, she's great, man. She's as good as anybody you've heard. And you've heard the best, okay? Guys, that's good. Stuff like that's going to be upcoming on the English Defense League radio show. But, Jeff, I want to do something we don't ordinarily do, okay? And this is now
Jeremy, Dad,
my
Dave,
birth.
What we do.
Yeah, it's okay, man. It's okay.
Are we
going
to
okay.
get in trouble for it, Dave? Do I have to ring a friend or anything?
Well, you might want to have
about
have,
legal.
Have...
What about the legal stuff, Dave? Go on, Dave.
Yeah, well, you may want to have a phone by you just in case. No, man. It's a scheduling thing now. The 3rd of October is on a Thursday, and that just happens to be my birthday. Now, I usually don't like to work on my birthday.
Oh, my God,
but
Dave,
I've
got to stop in. Do you know that was my ex-wife's birthday? Oh, my God, Dave.
Oh, dude. I'm sorry to hear that, man. Oh, I hate that, okay?
Sorry, Dave, I know it's your birthday, brother. Go ahead.
Listen, at least that's made up for... by my birthday being the same day as that of Stevie Ray Vaughan here in the United States. You know, the great. I'll have to get some Stevie Ray Vaughan music up in here, man, because he was great. Anyway, okay. I generally don't like to work on my birthday, but we have something I think, Jeff, that people would want to hear, and you got to hear the first part of it. We did a terrific 9/11 show on Wednesday, and I think I had recovered from it by about Saturday.
Wow.
It was that big. But you guys here at the English Fence League radio show did not get to hear the whole thing. I logged in with Ken McClinton after I had been on with him, and, you know, it had been, close to half an hour, okay? Now, here's what I proposed, Jeff. And Jeff makes all the command decisions here because he's a captain. What I'm thinking, Jeff, is that on that Thursday, all right, the 3rd of October, I will knit together everything so everybody will get to hear the entire EDL Radio and TECN Megacast all in one encore show, so everybody can hear all the parts of it, and we can just play that for the people on that day. What do you think, man?
It was a great show. I will salute you for that day, because that is excellent, excellent thing. And this is what great, having a great wingman at my side like Dave. He comes up with ideas, you know, these are all. I don't think I've ever said no to anything you said yet, have I, Dave? Apart from saying, can I have one of your bagels? You said no. But that's beside the point. Let's not tell everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
If you refuse me a bagel, ladies and gentlemen. No, I'm only joking. That's not true. Dave will give his last bagel. Well, it'd be half eaten, but you know what Dave's like, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dave.
I'd split it with you, man. I'd split it with you. You know, yeah. You know, they put peanut butter on, a little bit of cheese, whatever you want. But no, I mean, that's what I'm thinking about, because guys, this, you don't want to miss any of this 9/11 show that we did, because Ken McClinton, he is another one of those broadcasters, like Rhea Bowe. You know, he's just a tremendous, tremendous talent, and he's been around for about 10 years. Doing it and doing it right. Jeff and I both love him as a guest, and of course, as a human being. So, Jeff, yeah, if you approve, then I'll do that for the people for the 3rd of October, that Thursday show, and you can just kind of chill out that day. they'll get the entire broadcast. It'll be about 2 hours, guys. It'll be just shy of 2 hours.
Well,
so.
That sounds, what can I say, though? That was a pretty. Guys, you hear me when I get fired up, when you heard Ken. I was just sitting back going, I love it. Bring it on, Ken. Just do what you're doing. And he was so precise, and everything he said, you couldn't help but agree, because it was the truth. Every word, wasn't it, Dave? That's what I'm saying. He's a powerful commentator, I would say, in all respects. Even though the left like to demonise him and he gets deplatformed, etc., you know, Facebook, etc.
Yeah.
I wish a couple have had a go at him, haven't they, Dave? We know what they're like.
Oh,
we
they have,
like.
Yeah, they have, man. You know, they've gone after him, but he has prospered. He's created the Exceptional Conservative Network. He does video over there, and... It is a great thing to be a part of, and hopefully this will get him a little bit more play, and it's going to be well worth it for the listeners, I think, that weren't able to catch that particular one on 9/11.
Well, hopefully we'll not be able to do some future work with Ken, so maybe some live shows with Ken
the
lines, and that's what Ken was talking about on the show, you know, maybe a little bit in the distant future, not too far.
We're working
on
it.
We might do something like that. I think we'd all be up for that, won't we, Dave? It'll be an exciting time for us all to join forces, like we do. This is, all hands to the pump, with the situation the world that we live in, isn't it, though? So everybody, either stand with us or stand with the evil ones. That's how I look at it, guys. Either you stand with us or you look towards the left side, the evil side, because we have righteousness on our side. Everything we do is for a righteous cause, and we will not ever give in. We will never, ever surrender. So we'll just keep moving on, like Ken does, like Dave does, like myself,
yeah.
Like the E-Deal, like we've been doing for 10 years. About the same time as Ken's been doing show, about 10 years, isn't it? Something like that.
You know, now there's an irony, Jeff. You know what? You thought of it before I did, yeah. He's been doing his show for right around 10 years, and the EDL started 10 years ago, as people can see in the slides and everything. Now, what I'd like to do, let's wait a little bit. We'll run the promos here in a little bit, Jeff. But what I'd like to do right now is begin to get into the next segment of the show, which is about Brexit. Now, we know that... I have to say this about Bobo, about Boris Johnson. We don't agree with his stance on Islam, but you have to say, for suspending Parliament, I've never heard of that happening in the experience of my life. I've never heard of Parliament just being suspended. To do that takes cojones.
You've got the royal
prerogative,
if you can do that, though, Dave. That's the whole thing. The Queen's got to sign off to it. And it seems like we haven't used that for. Maybe we'll dig in and see the last time that Parliament was prologued. So that should be an interesting thing to look back in as a time aspect, Dave.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, but it hasn't happened in my experience. I mean, that would be Americans. This would be similar to Congress being suspended and not allowed but I have to say, to do that, Jeff, that takes cojones of pure U-235, man. For a prime minister to back up the referendum the way he has, I think that that you have to give him a certain amount of credit for that. You really do. But what we want to do, guys, what we want to do is we're going to read off a few headlines and things of that nature here regarding Brexit and discuss them a little bit, because everything is happening so fast. And there are things going on in the UK that I didn't think I'd ever see. You know, it's just stuff that'll blow your mind. I got to tell you, brothers and sisters in the United Kingdom, you guys are blowing our minds over here in the States. We're going, what in the hell? Okay. All right. Let's put it from this perspective, from a sports perspective. There was the coach of the Green Bay Packers, American football team, in the 1960s, Vince Lombardi, he was famous for saying this on the sidelines when things weren't going on the field that he approved of his team doing. You know, you could find this on YouTube. I was like, what the hell is going on around here? that's kind of how we're feeling, because we're looking over at the UK and we're going, good God, is it chaos over there? Just mind-blowing stuff, Jeff, I have to say. Now, but before we do that, Jeff, it may be time for you to call.
That's what I'd say these days. It's just extraordinary times that we're bearing witness to, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. We're bearing witness to what's unfolding and put us in an Orwellian type of a feel about the whole situation. I think that's what they're trying to do. It's just totally cause chaos and try to brainwash the mass. It's what they've been trying to do for the last 20 or 30, well, let's be honest, more like 100 years they've been drip-drip effect, population replacement, social engineering, This is what we've been seeing for over 100 years. Am I right, David? At least 100 years this has been in progress.
Well, you know what? There is some of that. There's a lot of truth to that, really, Jeff. I mean, if you think about it, and this has happened all over the world. This leads a lot of people into, you know, their theories about one world government and things like that. I mean, remember, it was 100 years ago, 1919, that the Supreme Court decision was made here in the United States that speech could be limited if it could be proved that such speech would be a danger to other people. You know, and we'll talk about that at some point, I'm sure. But, you know, yeah, about 100 years. But anyway, Jeff, before we get into all of that, would you like to call back in and I can run the SHR media promos? Because it's about that time, brother.
Yeah, Dave, I was just, you know, it's like when we get talking and talked about, you all of a sudden you look at the little clock at the bottom of your computer. Oh, my goodness me. Yeah, should we do that then, Dave? And I'll call back
right in
while we're playing the promos. Yeah, so let me pass the catch, Dave. Chat in the
all
mic.
Right, got it.
Got it.
Got it, man. Got it.
See,
yeah, nice. Caught it behind my back. That was really cool. All right, well, guys, okay. The English Fence League radio show is associated with SHR Media here in the United States. And there are a lot of good programs on that network as well. As Jeff said, we are the new mainstream media. And you're going to get to hear now about some of those programs that are on SHR Media. And the English Defense League radio show here is rebroadcast in 30-minute bites on my own show page. That is the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. Now, that happens at 1 p.m. Eastern in the United States, Monday through Friday, and at midnight on Saturday Eastern in the United States. That's 6 p.m. in the U.K., Monday through Friday, and 5 a.m. in the U.K. on a Saturday. And it also gets rebroadcast over the SHR Media YouTube page. And for those who are listening to this program in those little bites on the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com, you can hear this program live. That's right. On Thursdays and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. in the United Kingdom and at 3:30 p.m. Eastern in the United States. But for now, we're going to run you guys these SHR Media promos. Great shows they are. This will be about 3.5 minutes. You are listening to the English Defense League radio show.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
Hey, this is Michael Wright.
And I'm Shannon Wright.
Join us for The Right Way with Shannon and Mike, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on SHR Media.
Why are they joining us?
For fun things like sports, politics.
Oh, maybe some news and entertainment?
And all kinds of other things.
Money and recipes and events, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so join us Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9 a.m. here on SHRmedia.com.
From a public locker inside a dilapidated Long Island rail station comes a show designed to piss off liberals using truth, facts, and ridicule. The Lid Radio Show, featuring the conservative voice from the People's Republic of New York, the Lid himself, Jeff Dunnett. Tune in every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com. At Lid Radio, we fight for the truth, justice, and a good kosher T-bone. If you don't listen, Hillary Clinton might sneak into your bedroom in her house coat late at night and blame you for her election loss. It's the Lid Radio Show with Jeff Dunnett.
It's your business diva here, Melanie Collette. I am inviting you to a front row seat as I discuss some of the most intriguing details of wealth and finance with today's movers and shakers in the world of business. Listen in and discover financial truth on a global, domestic, and household scale. Uncover topics that will impact your wallet today and in the future. Money Talk with Melanie airs Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. East, 2 p.m. West, right here on SHR Media and High Plains Pundit Talk Radio. You can't afford to miss it.
The new show on the SHR Media Network, Sackheads Against Tyranny, on shrmedia.com. Go there quick like a bunny, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, every Wednesday, live and direct on the SHR Media Network, shrmedia.com. Be there.
Broadcasting behind enemy lines in occupied California, a mere 2 miles from the state capital, the Bloviating Zeppelin's Berserk Bobcat Saloon Radio Show can be heard every Tuesday and Thursday night at 8 p.m. Pacific and 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com to listen. You can also watch on the SHR Media Facebook page and the SHR Media YouTube channel. No goldfish were abused in the making of this ad. Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
Hey, welcome back to the Independence League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell. There you are, Jeff.
Oh, I was just muting myself. Anyway, what can I say? These shows seem to go by so quick, don't they, Dave?
Yeah, they do.
You know, almost an hour into the show, well, just under an hour, but the time goes by so quick. So much things that we've been discussing, and there's quite a bit more we'll do before the end of the show this evening, but we've all said it. I remember doing the first few shows saying how quick these shows go. Oh, we need more, you know, people out in the chat. We want more. We want more. Yeah. And that's when it was half an hour back in the day, Dave. You remember back in them days when it was half an hour. That's when you weren't actually, paying any cash in or anything like that.
Right.
You know, it was just pre, just to give you a little bit of a snippet of what you can do. And I've done that for a couple of weeks. Then I've done it for an hour. And then we progressed, and then we went on for 2 hours. But now we cut back a bit. We just now and again, if we want to, we've got things that we really, really want to be talking about and push out there. Then we do extend the show. So we've got that ability. We've got that ability, Dave, haven't we?
yep, we have the technology.
There you go, Dave. But as I say, it was great to see Tommy come out, and it's the way he's cracking a joke. Oh, I've got to get the air, I've got to get the barbers, like, you know, and son of a lickum, you know. And he had to laugh about the imams. What this imam was coming in, I think it was every week or was it every day? I can't remember. But the thing that got me was that this imam, they was asking, I think the media or somewhere was asking about, what they think of Tommy Robinson. They said he's not a far right extremist. In fact, he has liberal views. So that was an imam. I'm saying that about Tommy, who's in his, where Islam's concerned, Tommy's the mortal enemy, isn't he? He's the kufar, the head of the snake, basically. That's the way that they look towards themselves, well, the EDL and Tommy being, a founding member, ex-EDL leader. This is the thing, it's going to stick with Tommy all these days, that, you can't never get away from that. That's who he was. That's how they talk about him. That's all they ever do. It's the first thing they say. We're speaking today to Tommy Robinson, the ex-founding leader, the ADL, and they always say that. Every time they say that, they plug us. They plug the ADL, believe it or not. You know, and so I think Rehabo said that when I phoned in once, she said, "Oh, you get a lot of publicity, the bad publicity." I said, "You know," and then we continued to, and I said, "Yeah, we might get the bad publicity, but the more bad publicity we get, the more our numbers grow. So thank you, mainstream media, for all the bad publicity. We love you for it. Cheers." You know, she laughed.
Mm.
That's got to be said,
yeah.
Isn't it, Dave? No news is good news, as they say, isn't it?
Well, yeah. But, you know, before we get to the Brexit thing, because, I've got one headline I think is going to send you up like the space shuttle, Jeff. But,
to trigger me. He wants me on a rant. He wants me to go on one. God, Dave.
Well, yeah. It'll probably be...
I'm such a quiet, reserved person in normal circumstances, ladies and gentlemen. I really am.
Well, I will say that I did notice on the Tommy Robinson... I did notice, take note of the fact that, yes, imams had been visiting him. And to me, that is a form, in my opinion, of psychological torture. He didn't, you know, I'm sure he didn't request to talk to imams, okay? So that was something that crossed my mind. The other thing, I saw this on YouTube, Jeff, as I was chasing down stories yesterday, and some personage, and I don't know if this was satire or if they really thought that this might have happened, but the title of their video was, "Did Tommy Robinson Convert in Prison?" You know, because of the beard and all of that. That's a, right, uh-huh. Oh my God!
Did Jeff Mitchell convert to being a nun or something like that? You might as well say that.
Oh, I know, but you know, it's just the plain idiocy, man. But anyway, Jeff, we want to get into the Brexit because this is important as well. We all know, ladies and gentlemen, we all know what Brexit was really about. You know, the problem is people who voted for it, most people, in my opinion, can't talk about what it was about because they'll be called racist and this is and that is and thisophobes and thatophobes. It's about the uncontrolled immigration that's going on in the UK. But a majority of the people voted for it. And that's the way it is. And the left have been doing everything they can through Parliament to try and stop it. And that hasn't worked. So I'm looking at the Daily Mail, and I've come across this one. Jeff, dig this headline, man. I've been listening to music from 1968, and I sound like a hippie. Hey, dig this, man. It's far out. No, it's not far out, okay? It's completely bogus. Okay, here we go. Liberal Democrats vote to, get this, guys, ignore the referendum and stop Brexit if Joe Swinson's party wins a majority at the next general election as they seek to become the home of Remainers after a swath of pro-EU defections. Can you believe that mother... can you believe that stuff, Jeff?
Yeah, I can. I'm just giving a warning. They say about ignoring the will of the people. You ignore the people's will at your peril. Let me just say that once again. Something like that happens, you ignore the will of the people at your peril. Don't you think that you'd be in powerful positions for much longer? If that's the way you want it, that's the way you'll get it, and you will get it. There's no doubt about it. That goes against everything. That's the reason why we voted. And we was thinking about the... there's lots of aspects that the reason why we voted, but a lot of it was to do with our sovereignty, our independence, exactly, all those things. And if you think, you think that you might as well just ignore when there's a general election and you say, and say the Brexit Party was, ignore the Brexit Party, and
ignore the referendum.
We would have won
yeah.
it, really. I mean, that's all that they're really saying, because everybody is just so disillusioned with politics. The whole political aspect of politics is being trashed. They've done that themselves. It wasn't me. Wasn't anybody who supports the Brexit, who voted out. We didn't vote out with any conditions. Out meant out. But, you know, when if we see a parliamentary thing going on, and then they add this and that to it, that was going against the will of the people anyway. They've ignored the will of the people. That really and truthfully is the crux of the matter. And once again, I'll say it for the third time. You ignore the will of the people after we voted in a referendum. You do so at your peril, because that's how serious that is. That is revolutionary talk. And if you want a revolution in this country, which you'll be totally crushed, pushes to that far that people will stand and there will be an uprising which you will have no control whatsoever. Don't think, oh, martial law, this, that and the other. You know, people have done things under martial law and they brought downfalls of governments and powerful people before. Don't you think that that can't happen. Don't forget, this is the United Kingdom. We're used to tyrants. We've seen them through thousands of years. We know how to deal with them as well. Good will always prevail over the evil. So, yes, you might think you live in some sort of a utopian dream of yours. It'll never be a reality. Your utopian is a lot of new world order thing. We will deny you every step of the way, and we will crush the new world order. That's me, but I'm not just speaking to myself. I'm talking to half of millions and millions of people. Don't think that new world order will exist. All the time I live, all the time other people live. Ignore it at your peril. Dave, there you go. I think I was quite polite about it as well. Well, I didn't swear nothing.
Well, you were. You were, Jeff. And, you know, this is, I got to say, this is this kind of doubling down on the part of the left in the UK is exactly like the left, you know, the Democrat candidates in the left for the presidency here in the States. Okay. Doubling down and saying, yes, we're going to do gun confiscation. All right. They know that they're working against the people and they don't care now. The masks, I have to say, Glenn Beck was right about this, have come off. They've come for the Jeff and listeners, check out these bullet points. There's three of them, okay, off this story. All right, get this. Delegates at the party conference voted to revoke Article 50 if it takes power. That's the first one. The second one, it would stop Brexit in its tracks without the need for a second referendum. So they're not even asking for a second vote, man. And the third one, leader Joe Swinson said, stopping Brexit is exactly what people will get. Now, that what do you, Jeff?
Talk about a land of confusion they live in. They ain't got a clue. Got a clue, are they, really?
Wow. Yeah, I mean that's just a mind blower, man. That they would actually have that much, now that is pretty much the definition of chutzpah, you know, that they think that they have this kind of sway over the people and that they're that good. No, guys, you are not, okay? you know, it just shows really what the left, in the end, what the left thinks of the people. And the people's vote and the will of the people. All right.
It's all about power, Dave. You can't say anything other but it's about power, that they think they can wield power. And really and truthfully, the way they're saying things is they will totally be beaten out of sight. They won't even register. They won't even register in an election. They'll be totally wiped out. I will say that about the Labour Party. I'll say about the Democrats, the Liberal Democrats.
Yeah.
They'll be wiped off the map. Take it from me. They'll be wiped off the map. And the Brexit, it could be a possible massive, massive victory for the Brexit Party. Or it could be concern. It depends. I think it depends. I think they should go in together if they're going to fight and make sure that we get out of the EU. Then you stand together no matter what happens and you make sure that this is brought through. Because otherwise, you know, if there's some sort of deal that comes up which is not we the people never voted for in the first place, you know you're going to have civil unrest in this country. You do understand the serious implications. You do know that you stand on a threshold or the void of something like that catastrophe happening in this country. We're not going to accept anything but us being out, having our rights back, who we are. We're not going to be dictated by anybody, whatever politician, proletarian, whatever you want to call yourselves. That is over. Where the people's concerned now, we've all had enough. There you go, Dave. I'm just chilling. I've got to chill. Just chill, Dave.
Very nice, Jeff. Yeah, I mean, and the news, you know, there's other rats involved in this attempt to short circuit Brexit. Here's another headline for you. All right, and I think, yeah, you know, we'll get to CNN on Thursday. I'm sure there'll be more. But, you know, talking about Brexit today, people need to know this stuff. Now, check this out, man. Alliance of Remainer, Alliance of Remainer MPs launched secret plot to revoke Article 50 and stop Brexit before October the 31st. With, you know, one of your favorites, Jeff, Tony Blair and Peter Mandelson, quote, pulling the strings, end quote.
Maggot-ridden Muppets, that's all they are. traitors to the people, morons. You know, if we bring back capital punishment, let's make them swing. Let's make them do the hangman's swing. We'll make a new dance out of it, won't we? Come on, Blair, do the jiggle. Well, that's it. You know, they're traitors. There's no doubt about it. They're the worst people. Do you know, when you look at something, there's something really evil and creepy about him. Look in his eyes, Dave. There is
Which
nothing
one?
But evil intentions in that person's heart. He is definitely, you know, he's got satanic. It's this satanic thing about him. I can't put my finger on it. Check him out. When you look at him, Dave, tell me what you think. You get the same, that feeling of, you know, a satanic feeling about him. It's so evil, especially about him and his wife. Yeah.
You mean Tony Blair, Jeff? Jeff, do you mean Tony Blair?
I do mean Tony Blair.
Okay. I just want to be sure, man.
We need to cut the balls going out of his head, and there you go. It's all summed him up, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Here's the bullet points on this one, guys. You know, there's only three of these here. First one, if a deal cannot be agreed, in other words, a treaty, the cross-party Remainers will try to thwart Brexit. That's the first one. The second one, the government fear they will introduce new legislation to stop a no deal. And the last one, it comes as Boris Johnson awaits a legal verdict on his prorogation of Parliament. Well, if he can just keep Parliament's nose out of things, that's going to at least help. And you know, you can see, Jeff, in the headlines that they're trying to work on a new treaty, which I don't know if that would be a bad thing or not.
Well, let's call it what it is. It's not a treaty, Dave. It's a betrayal. Let's not call it treaties, deal.
Yeah,
this is a betrayal. You know, it's
okay,
nothing to do. They say out means out, then. Yeah, that's the true. If you talk about deals, that is the true deal. That's the main deal. Us coming out of the EU. So anything other is a betrayal to the people that voted in good faith to leave the EU without any things tied on and the paying the EU a certain amount of money. Stuff the EU. I just can't wait to see them, because they're going to crumble like dominoes. The EU will fall apart as soon as we go. Don't forget, we've been holding them up. We've been putting money in there for years. We've kept other countries going with the money that we've had. Just think, when we take that money away, watch it collapse. It'll collapse so quick, it'll make your eyes water, Dave. You watch. I'm just saying it. Hindsight might be, but I can see it totally imploding on itself. It'll disappear up its own Euro backside in a puff of smoke, Dave.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just incredible, man. Again, as an American, from a point looking in, we shouldn't be surprised that, because in private, the left have wanted to do things like this all along. And I've been hearing them say things like this for years. I told you this some time ago, I think on the show, Jeff. This had to be about 20, 25 years ago, on Internet Relay Chat. This lefty was only making a joke, but it wasn't that far away from a joke, because the other lefties on the chat channel I was on agreed with her. You know, she said, "Hey, you know, couldn't we just bomb the Midwest?" In other words, they wanted to wipe out everybody that wasn't on the East Coast or the West Coast, so they'd get a Democrat as president. It's the way these people think. They just want power, and they don't give half a damn what they have to do to get it. And that means going through the people. You know, any lie to do it.
As I say, if you've got people, one of you ones who's standing, Beto Nobbo, whatever his name, what's your name, Beto Dobbo Nobbo? I can't remember his name, but he's a total pleb, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
yeah, he's a pleb, gold-plated pleb. I mean, he's got as much charisma as, as a dead rat, isn't he? You know what I mean? You can smell it, can't you? That's the smell of love. Is that smell of deceiving? Yeah, strong smell there, isn't it? But that's what...
I'd rather vote for the dead
rat.
Take
people's guns away. We will send the police around, take your guns. If he's going to do it, let him go with the police. Let him be the first one through the doors trying to take people's guns away.
If you're going to back it up with you,
without all your armed guards being around you when you go to the doors, these people, you do it. You all talk just like the Democrats who you are. That's it. All talk. You can't get, you know, back it up. You just, you know, it's pathetic. And if you do bring about something like that, why be tied you? Why be, there'd be civil war. There'd be a revolution in your country, a civil war which would be not like any other civil war you've had in that country. You try to take the people's guns away. My God, that is like a sacrament, isn't it, Dave? That
is
what the whole thing was built on. You bear right to bear arms, your right freedom of speech. First, second, but they're talking about the whole thing being ripped up, and they want open borders and chaos. That's what they want. The Democrats want that, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrats over there, the Democrats over this country, that's what they want. Open borders. They want to kill us as people.
Oh, yeah.
They want us gone. We patriots and that, we want us out the way. Political, what do you call it? What I said earlier, Dave, just remove, population replacement. Population replacement. Look what they are doing. Look what they're doing across the world. Look at your southern borders. Look what they're doing. That's what they want. Chaos to reign. A new world order being brought in during the chaos. Draconian laws brought in. A stamp down on you. These FISA camps, what they call them? FISA camps, what they call them today? FISA camps. Being put up and putting people in who show dissent of what's going on. Because that's what they want to bring about. They are the true fascists. They call us, you know, people like minded like us, you know, got righteous cause. They call us that name. They are the true evil fascists out there. The Luciferians, whatever you want to call them. That is where we are. That's why we've got to stand strong and defeat them on every step of the way. No matter what they do, we will prevail. Look at me, Dave. I fell off his soapbox three times there.
Well, Jeff, you know what? Well, you know what you've done, really. I mean, we began this segment talking about Brexit, and we've ended it with talking about, you know, the lefties over here in the States and the lefties in the UK. And no, we didn't get to the CNN stuff
around
today,
Robin,
but
it's around Robin.
It is. We didn't get to the CNN stuff today, but we will get to it on Thursday. It'll keep because they'll still be jerks on Thursday, you know. But the thing is, Jeff, this ties it all up in a bow, because as I said, you know, we were talking about this earlier, folks, just in a little pre-show discussion, and we were talking about how more and more Americans seem to be tuning in to UK shows. Why is Rhea Bowe so big? You know, why has I think it is World Broadcasting. I think that's the entity she runs under.
World Broadcasting Network. That's it, Dave.
Okay.
There you go.
Now, why is it that she is so big in the United States? She follows only Sean Hannity, The Blaze, which is Glenn Beck, and Larry Elder, and she beats out, National Public Radio, MSNBC, and CNN, and people follow this kind of stuff from the UK because there are people beginning to wake up in the United States, again and again, as I've said. I came here to EDL Radio because I had the idea and the knowledge that this evil that was happening in the UK would migrate, and you're beginning to see the floodgates open with people paying more and more attention to this now because they realize that you see this evil going on from the lefties and from their Mohammedan allies in the UK, and you're beginning to see it now in the United States. Sometimes it sucks to be right, guys, and I really feel like I did the right thing when I came over to the English Defense League radio show and started hanging out with Jeff and all the rest. Because Jeff, you're absolutely right. This evil has spread, and it got big in the UK and now it's getting big in the States. Now it's getting big in the States. So guys, watch this space. Yeah. That's why we're going to be here. So, yeah, guys, watch this space because there is more to come.
There certainly is. I mean, we are just – we're stepping things up a bit now. You know, when you see what, like, Rebo's doing with Sunday Long Live radio show, and she's hitting it big. She's stomping them. She's stomping the CNNs, the MSBC, and the MPC, as it Dave was saying. And these are these are really serious radio things. They used to have that years ago. They used to be up there high-flying. Now, common sense has kicked in. People want to listen to the truth. And that's what Rhea Bowe and Sean Hannity and other good people who's in them positions be just... in front of Rhea. I mean, Rhea's in the fourth position now, And, you know, that is, well, what can you say? That's magic stuff. That's magic, isn't it, to do that? But, yeah, that's the way to do it, is to show the stats and, you know, and the stats. And she has a lot of listeners, I've got to say, though. She has a lot of new listeners week in, week out. She's getting 120,000 plus people listening to shows. This is pretty cool, cool numbers, man, I tell you.
Well, yeah, and Jeff, it's you know, we all get, and BZ, BZ's Berserk Bobcat Saloon, which you can hear at 11 p.m. Eastern in the United States and 4 a.m. in the U.K., Tuesdays and Thursdays, has pointed this out. We get more listeners than the statistics tell us we do because the lefties crank those numbers back. They don't want us to see how many people we actually affect with these podcasts and things of that nature. But I've got to tell you, you know, the numbers are bigger. Jeff, I'm going to go ahead and give you my final thoughts. We got 5 minutes left. Please check out the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com.
Wow, man. Go ahead, brother.
Please check out the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. And my show times, of course, are 1 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, and 5 a.m. Eastern on Saturdays. That's 6 p.m. In the U.K., Monday through Friday, and and 5 a.m. on Saturday in the U.K. And, you know, I do little repeats of this program here, and, of course, they're in little 30-minute segments and things of that nature, so you can get them a little bit in a little bit more manageable mode, and there will be more more different stuff just from the Unpleasant Blind Guy, just doing it on my own. But I want to say, Jeff, it is an honor and a privilege to work with you as always. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Just want to say the Foot Soldiers, Angels, and Brexiteers, yeah, and Global Patriots out there, be prosperous and be blessed. And no surrender ever. Back to you, Jeff.
No surrender ever, Dave. Once again, thank you so much, Dave. What a show tonight. As I say, the great news is Tommy Robinson, a free man. Shouldn't have been in prison in the first place, but he's free. That's the great news. And what a show tonight, Dave. We've hit on some... Yeah, we hit on some really hard-hitting stories this evening, discussing Brexit and that. So with that, Dave, thank you so much. Thank you for the slides, Dave. Thank you for all the work you do, the scripting, et cetera, what you always do, brother. It's really appreciated. And, yeah, we'll be back again Thursday, probably with more. We'll be talking more about the CNN. And it being crushed out of sight. But we'll talk more on the next show, so for myself and Dave. And not forgetting El Jen, who's out there working and doing her thing. Not a distant future, we might see Jen rejoin us. And this is always lovely to have that lady join. So with that, myself, Dave, Jen, and the team, everybody associated with the EDL radio show, the great organisation. Don't forget, check the website out, www.englishdefenseleague.org.uk. We have a donate page there, please. Whatever you can afford, please donate just a couple of quid here or there. But appreciate it. It goes for the good cause. No surrender. With that, we're going underground. We're going underground, Dave. I've got to go underground. Here we go.
might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging through your fact. Here's what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. They choose your lead and the place you trust. And the lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up.
Go. That's the end of our live broadcast for this evening. But yeah, we'll be back again this Thursday. With you know, there's not a day goes by that we haven't got new stories coming across our desk. So you guarantee we'll have another great show this Thursday. So thanks, Dave, for all that you do there, brother, and everybody else associated with the EDL radio show. So anyway, guys, this is the English Defence League radio show. Signing off for tonight, Sam. We'll be back again this Thursday. You have a good few days, and just saying, I've got to say, just always be vigilant out there. Always be vigilant. Always know where you are. If you're shopping or doing something like, always make sure you know your surroundings. That's all I say, because we care. We care about you. So there you go. So, yeah, we're signing off tonight. So we'll see you Thursday, okay? Good night, all. God bless you. And not forgetting, no surrender ever. Good night.